Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Albert Breer, Monday morning quarterback, who's Red Sox, choked again and then fired their manager, Albert.
Yeah, that was expected. A lot of people wanted him fired in June and July. And I don't know if you guys followed the whole Eckersley, David Price thing.
Yeah, I did.
It's been a really weird year. Somehow they accomplish something I don't think you see almost ever in any sport, which is they were a total mess of a circus, and somehow they won their division. So pulling that off was interesting, but I don't think many people here bought that it was sustainable. And, there's the interesting thing about it is that when they fired Bobby Valentine in 2012, the thought was they needed to bring in a disciplinarian, and that's who John Farrell was going to be. And now, 5 years later, the inmates are running the asylum again, and they're looking for somebody else to come in and take control the way Farrell did 5 years ago.
Albert, if the Red Sox are a mess of a circus, what the hell are the Browns? Because at least the Red Sox win games. The Browns are, I don't know how you'd describe it. It's just a mess, right? 0-5. They've changed quarterbacks again. Hugh was gung-ho for Deshaun Kizer. I'm sticking with him. And now he's mad at the media that we're blaming him, that we're saying he said he was sticking with him. I don't know how you could win with that. What do you make of the decision to switch quarterbacks here?
Well, I mean, I think that there was a feeling. I mean, look, the talent around him is not great. That's no secret, right?
Nope.
And so I think there was a feeling that he was trying to do too much, and he was pressing to win games, and there were situations that he wasn't handling particularly well because he felt like it should be on him to take on a little too much in those situations, and he got in way over his skis, And I think the idea here is to take him out of the game and give him a chance to look at himself in the mirror again, and look at himself on film and get a better feel for what he's doing wrong without having to get ready for a game the next week. And I'd expect that we'll see him again before too long, because the bottom line is, the Browns got to figure out who this kid is before they come up with a plan for 2018 on what they're going to do at the quarterback position. But obviously, I don't think there's any secret that he certainly hasn't done enough to this point to dissuade the idea that they would potentially draft a Sam Darnold or a Josh Rosen in 2018.
Where do they go with Kizer from here, Albert? I mean, he said it's kind of a week-to-week thing. I mean, do you think Kizer comes back in a week, or if Hogan plays well, could Kizer not play again?
I think, if Hogan plays well, say they go out and they win this week, right? And I know it seems unlikely, but say they go out and win this week, then, you stick with Kizer, and if he's you stick with Hogan. And if he's playing well, then, you see where that goes. He's young, too. That's the other thing, is that he's a young player that, you want to figure out where he's at also. And so I think this is truly a week-to-week thing. I think there's the overarching feeling that you want to get another look at Kizer again, and you want to see how he comes back from, things kind of coming apart on him the last couple of weeks. I think the feeling was they had to get him out of there. They had for his own confidence, for his own good, for his own development. They had to get him out of there. And now, I think the thought is, they'll eventually put him back in there, and then they'll be able to get a cleaner evaluation of where he is and, again, what they're doing at the quarterback position going into 2018. I will say this, based on what we've seen so far, it's going to be difficult for Deshaun Kizer to do enough to dissuade the Browns from taking a quarterback in the draft next year.
Yeah, and who will be making those picks, who knows. But
right. We
do know that Deshaun Watson is playing for the Texans, and he's playing great. Most touchdowns by a quarterback in a rookie year through a team's first five games, and he's only played in four of the five. Hugh Jackson was asked a question about Deshaun Watson today, got a little frustrated, and made this comment, Albert. We're going to play this clip for you and get your take on it. Here, let's play the clip now.
you guys can say whatever you like. I get it. I get the second guessing, the questions, all that. You guys are entitled to do all that. Deshaun Kizer's on our team. Deshaun Watson's on their team. We can't all of a sudden flip them. So why are we even having this discussion? Being very honest about that.
We can't all of a sudden flip them, Albert. It sounded to me like he wishes he could. No?
Well, let's remember, too, that these are two different situations, okay? I think the important thing and the important piece here is that when Rick Smith traded up and Bill O'Brien was, you know, I mean, I don't think it was his pick, but he was part of that. You know, when you do that sort of thing and move up to get a quarterback in the way that the Texans did, you're tying your future to him. You're basically saying, I'm willing to get fired over this guy. When you take a guy, and I think it was, what, the 45th pick, where you, when you take somebody like Deshaun Kizer in the second round, you're not doing that. You know, you're leaving your options open at the position. And so I don't think that this is an apples-to-apples comparison here. If the Browns had taken Deshaun Kizer with the pick that they used on Jabril Peppers or David Joku, that'd be something else. You know, then maybe a little bit closer to that. But when you take a quarterback in the second round, it's not the same thing as taking one in the first round. In essence, the Browns have just given themselves another dart to throw at that dartboard in taking Deshaun Kizer where they took him. And the option, again, of going with a Darnold or a Rosen is still there for them in 2018, whereas for the Texans, we know who they're with now. And, you know, for the guys in that building, it's sink or swim with Deshaun Watson. So I don't really look at this as an apples-to-apples thing. You know, I think
right.
what the Browns management implicitly said in trading away that pick was, we're not comfortable with tying our future, you know, our job security to Deshaun Watson. And, you know, we'll see what happens with with Watson down the line. Obviously, the early signs on him are pretty good.
Yeah, no doubt about it. One guy who's now a year and a half in that the Browns blew it on is Carson Wentz. I saw in Vegas today, Albert, that Carson Wentz is the fourth favorite to win the MVP. is there anybody – you know, the Browns front office said last year they didn't think he was a top 20 quarterback. I think he's – I mean, he's already a top 20. He may already be top 10. We'll see. You got to see more, sure. But he has stepped it up from year one to year two, a little up and down in year one. Good, but some up and down.
He looks great. He looks great. Yeah, and you know, like I think one of the things that we all, you know, we all had to question last year was how much of it was the coaches doing things early in the year to prop him up, because first four or five games he looked outstanding, and then you know what happened, and you know, starting middle of October there for him, defenses started to squat on the short stuff and force him to throw the ball down the field and test his accuracy. And it really came undone the second half of the year for Carson Wentz. And so I think the question really coming into this year was, had he fixed those issues? And was he going to be more accurate down the field? And if he took away the first read, was he going to be able to operate in the pocket? And I think the signs we're getting this year are great, that he's moved past some of the struggles that he had at the end of last year. And that's such a huge thing because – you know, the way college football is played now, all of these guys are projections. Every single one of them is a projection. And so when you're drafting a quarterback that high, part of what you're doing is, you know, there's a leap of faith there where you're saying, we believe that this guy is going to project to be able to do X, Y, and Z that he didn't do at the college level. And so that's why I think you learn a lot about any young quarterback and how they transition from their first year to their second year. And he's not the only one. I mean, Jared Goff looks great in year two, but certainly you look at Wentz and some of the issues that he had at the end of last year, where the criticism that he got at North Dakota State, coming out of North Dakota State, you know, all that looked warranted. Now it looks like he's effectively moving past it, which is a great sign of where he's going forward now.
Albert Breer, MMQB, good to chat with you as always, buddy. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right, thanks, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.